Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. No, it is not your resident Squidbilly. It is Mikey P. Don't ask him what the P stands for. Penix Johnson. Flanking to my left today, which is an awkward Mighty Ducks formation, is Miss Allie Mack. Don't ask her what the Mack stands for. And through the glass, wearing the headset today, is one Dylon Matthews. And somewhere out in Woodstock is a hungover Squidbilly, but we hope he's getting plenty of sleep today. My friends, how are you doing? And do you miss Bo yet?
I miss Bo, but please don't tell him I took his seat today. I feel like he's going to be a little upset about that.
You know what's funny? And Dylan, I want an update from you in just a second, but you'll appreciate this. Bo is very protective over his parking spot. Mm-hmm. It's the very first parking spot out of the door of the stairs in the parking deck. It's like he gets here in the morning. He wants his parking spot. I parked there one time.
Yeah.
And I realized I don't want to be the closest car to the door. Because people are constantly walking past your car.
Oh, yeah.
And now Bo just thinks I just have the utmost respect for him.
Like he just moved back.
He's just like, yeah, man, appreciate. You know, one day he said something like, appreciate you letting me have my spot. And I was like, yeah, no problem, dude. It's your spot. You know what I mean? They're just buttering him up. I'm like, yeah. You know, respect. Yeah. Hey, look, assistant PD, you know, the whole thing. Like, that's your
seniority,
spot.
Seniority. Yeah, you got it, man.
You take your spot. And I just, every time I look at it, I'm like, I wouldn't want to park there. Like, dude, I don't want to park there. Like, there's always some guy, like, trying to sneak a cigarette right there. You know,
right.
Like, it's just always pungent down there. So, pungent. Yeah, I don't, my truck, you know, he's got a truck like mine. Mine's a little bit of a bigger, mine's a diesel truck. And so we have to, like, all aim for the same spots. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to have certain amount of width. But I'm like, no, you can have that one, man. So it's not the same spot that Dylan uses, but Dylan can utilize a little bit smaller one.
I can fit in those compact ones.
Well, especially when you get rid of the three coats of duct tape, you'll fit even better. But anyways, that's neither here nor there, man. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. No cap, as Allie sent me.
Oh, my gosh.
Before we went on air, Allie was like, sorry about the random text, Dylan. And I didn't even see the text yet. And so I was like, oh, I wonder what she sent me now. And then I just look at my phone from Allie Mack, and I see no cap.
Okay, there's about – one time a week, Dylan could just look at me and go, okay, boomer, because I just send him rogue texts.
Hang on.
I love it, though.
Can we? All right, before we get to the headlines, let's rewind for 2 seconds here. Who did you mean to text? No cap. That's another question. Like,
right.
Let me start right there. And how often do you use the term no cap? Because as a former high school teacher, I can tell you that is so far out of our league.
It is something to do with the Mac drop coming up. So I was trying to give him notes that I was planning. It is not something I have ever said in my life.
I have a feeling that I am going to be targeted. I have a bad feeling about this one.
All I know is you have a bad feeling about the Mac drop. All I know is the Mac drop is going to be fire today.
Yeah.
No cap.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
No cap.
No cap. Happens, that's right, Allie Mac.
We'll see what happens.
Well, how big do you think the smile was on Bo's face? Because he sent us in the group text last night. He had a nameplate.
Yeah.
Where he was sitting. The smile had to be ear to ear, right?
Wow, nameplate?
Yeah, he had the nameplate. And shout out to Tim Z, who does listen to the show. This is what I told Dylan, you'll remember this. When I went to the messy playoff game, the United playoff game last year, I came back and I was like, dude, that's a whole other level. Yeah. That is a whole, like, you don't even realize things like that exist in this world until you sit in those seats. Like, they show us to our seat, had a photographer to, like, take professional photos. You have your nameplate. At the one I was at, which is the United game, they had scarves for everybody.
Wow.
And they had, the lanyards they give you for your badge.
Yeah.
Leather.
Oh.
Leather Mercedes-Benz Stadium lanyards. And then right behind you, like, just sushi bar, and dessert bar, like, all kinds of food. And you're just like, okay. They don't have waiters, but they have basically assistants and they're just helping you with anything that you might need. They're like, do you need anything? Man. Like, no, man, just chill out. So I'm assuming he had a phenomenal time.
Talk about
last night.
Highlight.
Yeah, dude, it's
man.
That's why he was, and that's why Bo was so stoked about that concert last night. Cause I was like, dude, you never sat in those seats before. That is another level of living. That is like that's how the other half lives right there.
When you luck into seats like that, do you ever just wonder, if I pivot my forces a little bit, could I get on this side of the world?
Yeah, no, yeah. It like you straight up, all of a sudden you turn into an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You're just like, you know what? That one business idea I had, I could definitely get that off the ground. You have to go through three levels of security to get into that suite.
Real,
yeah, it's crazy. It's it's insane.
Understandably so, though.
Yep. They're absolutely like, hey, man. And there's also, Bo hit me about this yesterday, there's a dress code.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, and he was like, business cash?
No.
Business?
Basically anti tears on your, that kind of thing.
Oh, so I could not wear my jeans that I'm wearing today.
Right.
Either.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
No cap.
Yeah. No cap.
No cap.
And it's just funny because Bo calls me and he's like, hey, I'm just looking at this email. There's a dress code. How stringent do you think they're going to be at a Metallica concert? Yeah. I was like, that's a good question. I was like,
that's
I have no idea.
Really good question.
I was like, you think everybody at that concert's wearing torn clothes? I have no clue.
Can you imagine wearing a polo to a Metallica?
That's what
show?
I told him. I was like, I'm sure you're fine in like a Metallica t-shirt, but whatever, man. Yeah. I'm sure he had a good time. Maybe he'll hit us up later.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear how his time was at Metallica. But today we got to talk about everything that happened yesterday, the update since we were last in this studio, and I have a few headlines to go over. Mike, what's yours for today?
Look, it was not pretty for the Braves. A lot of people are calling this a get-right series. It was a get-right for the Arizona Diamondbacks, and it could have been much worse, and I'll tell you in a minute why.
Yeah. Dylan, what's yours?
They had their best season, the New York Knicks did, in 25 years, but it was not enough to save the head coach's job.
Oh, I know. Man. All right. Yikes. We're going to talk about that in a bit. We're also going to cover some audio from the Falcons coming up at 6:20, but yes, we do need to talk about the Braves season that carries on the same way it has been going. Braves lost 8-3 to the Diamondbacks last night. Makes their record 27-32 at this point.
Yeah. Rough outing for Spencer Strider once again last night. And he's not locating pitches. He's not doing some of the things that you expect Spencer Strider to do. It's crazy to look down and see Spencer Strider's record this year at 0-4. Yeah. Because is it four starts? Like, I think he's at four starts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you look down at 0-4. And this is the way I watched the game last night. Corbin Carroll, who is the leadoff hitter for the Diamondbacks, is on my fantasy baseball team, right? So you have, anybody that has fantasy baseball alerts and anything like that being set up. So I sit down and I'm like, all right, hey, time to watch the Braves against the Diamondbacks. Let's watch Freddy Gonzalez as the third base coach. Let's watch, all this new team energy that we're supposed to be getting. And here's how and this is what I mean when I say it could have been much worse. The very first out of the game, Corbin Carroll gets a 96-mile-an-hour fastball down the middle of the plate and pops it up. And at that point, I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
He missed it, but he barely missed it. Like, he was kind of sitting dead red, and he's not able to do much. So it was I was like, that's not going to be good. And, of course, the next time he comes up, he doesn't miss it. And it goes out of the ballpark. And he had himself a night last night.
Yeah, it was very upsetting. I will say, though, there were signs of life in the fourth inning. Drake got a home run. Matt got on base. And then he ended up running home. And we were talking about before the
show. Oh, God.
When he slid, I mean, was it a slide? I'm not sure. But he went home. And he kind of tapped home plate with his hand.
Yeah,
it was
so
not
bad.
Pretty.
Dylan, did you see this?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
It was so ugly. It was like he was we've talked so much about Freddie Gonzalez coaching third base. He very clearly did not think Freddie was going to send him home.
You're right. He was like, he was not prepared.
What? Are you sure? Okay. That was so funny, man.
That was hilarious. But getting back to Spencer Strider real quick, it sucks because you can't really afford him to be working through his, trying to get into a rhythm because he hasn't been able to get into a rhythm, it feels like, all year until really just now. And we know he's still not right. He's still not 100%, but the Braves really can't afford him to not be 100%, or at least not be quality enough to where he's not giving the Braves a chance to win. And
such a good point.
You could just tell that he just doesn't have all the power he needs right now to put it behind there and really rear back when he needs to, and as a power pitcher, get that power to get guys out. And instead, we saw the home run. We saw three taters he gave up last night.
And they were tape measure taters. All the talk about exit velo for the last week around this.
It was all there.
Dude, it was all there. And look, I think there's a lot of things to talk about Spencer Strider, as far as location goes, because there was a couple times he just straight up left it down the middle. Numerous times. And the taters you're talking about, that's where they ended up. I will say on the flip side, Zach Gallen, the starting pitcher for the Diamondbacks, guys, this is a guy whose last four starts had an 8 ERA and leads the National League in walks.
Really?
And when you look at the Braves' approach, because how many times do we get on here, Allie, and we're like, I don't know what else you can say.
Yeah.
The Braves hitter's got to hit. But there's so many times we talk about the new hitting coach, Tim Hyers, and you're like, dude, the approach has got to change. It's just so frustrating because when you have a guy that's leading the National League in walks as a pitcher, you would think that that's exactly what you're trying to do. They had the worst baseball, they have the worst bullpen in baseball just about. So you're like, let's work some counts. Let's get this guy out of there. He's going to walk some people. He's going to miss the zone. And it took him like 20 pitches to get through the first three innings.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, how was that the game plan? How was that the idea coming up to the plate that you're like, hey, you know what? Let's go swing at the first pitch. Like numerous players, it's like an 0-1 count and we're popping up. I'm like, God's sake, this is frustrating.
It is very frustrating. And I hate that it is being called like a get-right team right now because everyone is coming into town with poor records and then setting everything straight for themselves. And I just don't know what is going to jolt this team to be firing on all cylinders. I don't know what's missing.
Yeah, I don't either. And I think that's... I mentioned this yesterday to Bo. I think that's what's scary for Braves fans. And Bo is a very positive Braves fan. I know Grant's the same way. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, let's keep our eye on the ball here. But I've made this conversation known to Bo numerous times. And look, if you're a Braves fan out there, I'd love for you to weigh in at 929 Morning Shift. We can talk all we want to endearingly about Bobby Cox and Chipper Jones and John Smoltz and Tom Glavine and Greg Maddux. Guess what? They won one World Series. 14 division titles, and you won one World Series. Right. So I think Braves fans, like myself, can be forgiven if you're a little bit jaded over the fact that you feel like you're missing the window with this core group of players. Mm-hmm. You did it with pitching, obviously back in the 90s, early 2000s. You thought you were going to do it with hitting this time around. It ain't there. And you thought you had that core group just a couple of years ago. That's why it's frustrating. And that conversation will continue to go on until these guys start to hit. Because Freddie is on another track for an MVP out in L.A. Dansby's on a team that is very, very good up in Chicago. And the Braves are now 5 games under .500 after you fought so hard to get back there. So we're going to roll on here on the Morning Shift. Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us. When we come back, one Falcons legend, Nate Landman, exited the pitcher this offseason. I'm going to introduce you to a guy who might be your new favorite player coming up this year. Stick with us here on the Morning Shift. It's Sports Radio 99 A Game.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This is quite the changeout from Metallica yesterday. Just throwing that out there. Just feel like I'm in an elevator on the way to a Vegas club. You know what I mean? It's not rowdy, but it's elevator music.
I had to switch it up a little bit and play to some other genres after going, you know, a lot of all Metallica yesterday.
Okay. It was very hard yesterday.
A lot of hardcore rock yesterday.
A lot of woodwind going on right here. Yeah.
This is more brass, I feel like, than woodwind.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a horn.
Yeah,
that's
a horn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's the morning shift. This is Sports Radio 910. My name is Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Dylan hanging out with you here. Squid Billy battling a hangover probably somewhere. Hopefully he's getting some sleep after the Metallica concert last night. Man deserves a day off every now and then.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Bo and I always talk about, I realize not everybody's probably like this. I hate taking days off.
No, I agree.
It makes my hair fall out. It stresses me out to think about somebody else sitting in my seat. And so he and I both have a day off this week. His was today. Mine is coming up Friday. And I just, me and him go back and forth about it sometimes because obviously Bo and I are hyper competitive with each other, you know, in just different ways. And that brotherly aspect where I'm like, hey, man, you know what I mean? Taking a day off, huh? Midweek. You know what I mean? At least I have to do family stuff. This guy's just, you know, post-concert.
Well, it's interesting because you do get that anxiety of, oh, gosh, someone's got to fill in for me. Like, I'm taking a day off work. This is the end of the world. And then you sit back and you're like, on my deathbed, will I care that
yes.
I took that random Wednesday off? Or will I enjoy the fact that I went to that Metallica concert and slept in the next
day? And I know that I've been around Sandra Golden for, I don't know, 10-plus years now. And, you know, when I first got into radio, it was with her and Steak on their other show. But she always said, you know, I've had this conversation with her on air. And she's like, oh, you know, good for you, golf clap. I'm glad that you didn't miss much work. Good for you. And I'm just like, and she's like, yeah, you're just such a martyr.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Thank you for standing up for what's right in this world that you didn't miss a couple of days of work. It's not like a pride thing, too, but it's just, I just stress about who else is sitting here. To the point where, like, there's been a couple times that Zeno or Rob Tribble have filled in for me, and I'll call them afterwards and be like, hey, man, thanks. You know what I mean? Like, appreciate that.
Sweet,
How'd it go? Was it okay? You know, did they treat you right? Do you need anything? But yeah, so anyways, Bo's off today, so we're hanging out without him. We got a chance, Allie, to ride in the car yesterday together, me, you, and Bo.
We did.
Went down to Atlanta Motor Speedway. We'll talk about that coming up in the next segment about the name change. I've been searching for a nickname for Atlanta Motor Speedway. Now my target has changed. Now it's like, oh, it's not Atlanta Motor Speedway anymore. And so we'll tell you what that name change is coming up at 6:40. We also got Which One Wednesday. I'm going back into the host seat for Which One Wednesday today in Mic'd Up. That's coming up at 7:40. It'll be Allie versus Dylan. And judging today will be the listeners, will be the callers. Mm-hmm. They will call in during the wake-up call and say which person won the debate. Now, I do feel like I have to have a few more Which One topics today,
okay,
because Bo is not playing. So I can, we can probably run through a few more. He tends to get a little bit long-winded when I'm like, hey, I wrote down 10 Which Ones. We got through four. I'm like, Bo, you got to hurry it up. So the delivery is a little bit shorter. But nonetheless, we'll have that in wake-up call today. But the conversation we want to have, Allie, obviously around Divine Diablo, the Atlanta Falcons. He spoke to the media just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, OTAs, they continue out at Flowery Branch. And it is good to hear where mindset is this time of year. And Divine Diablo was talking about what makes his game different.
I say my height and my speed. I feel like I'm very tall, 6'3¾". Usually I say 6'4", but and I'm really fast. So I think my speed for sure.
That three quarters matters.
It does. You ask Squid Billy. That's a big thing. That 5'8½" that Squid Billy always throws out at us. And it's so funny because I've been through the combine. I can't lie. Like the minute I tell somebody I'm some height, they're just going to look it up on the computer anyways. And Divine Diablo is probably thinking the same thing.
Right.
6'4", and then somebody looks it up and they're like 6'3¾", dude. Like just calm down. It says 6'3" on the sheet. It's funny because you talk about the unique blend of size and speed, and that's exactly what he's got. Divine Diablo, for anybody that hasn't really looked into his past, he was a safety in college, and he could fly around, and he made a ton of plays. We've talked a number of times about guys that play safety in college that can rotate down and be a new-age linebacker in the NFL. Divine Diablo fits that, and so many times last year during football season, talk about athletic quarterbacks making plays in space. As much as I love the landmine, Dylan, he did struggle in that aspect, being able to bring down quarterbacks and other offensive playmakers. Divine Diablo was signed just for this exact reason, to be able to kind of fill that gap in.
And I love that because I think, like you pointed out too, Mike, there was an obvious, at times, lack of athleticism, lack of speed on the Falcons, especially the Falcons linebacking core. They just didn't have it, and they were slow to the ball at times. But the one thing that, and maybe it's how you use him and the spots that you use him, that maybe this doesn't matter, but I wanted to ask you if you think, okay, while Divine Diablo is going to come in here and provide that speed and athleticism, maybe bring down those athletic quarterbacks like a Jaden Daniels that you'll face, like a Josh Allen that you'll face, is there going to be an issue? And again, maybe they don't use him as much in the run game, but if he is in there in the run game, do you think there's going to be a problem with him getting off blocks? Is that going to be an issue for him because of his smaller stature?
I'll be curious to see. I'll be curious to see about that. And you look at kind of what he was for the Las Vegas Raiders. There were ups and downs. And I think that's the reason he's available for a pretty good bargain price when you look at him. And it's you get to the point, and Alex Anthopoulos does this so well with the Braves, where you find pieces that just fit, right? And you just, hey, this guy fits what we need. It's kind of, it's kind of the money ball aspect that Terry Fontenot had to deploy with him. And you just try to find guys that fit in that role, and we'll see. I don't know that he's great so far at fighting off blocks, but boy, oh boy, he can fly out into the flats and make some of those tackles on those swing passes and cover some of those running backs.
Well, and that's exactly what he was talking about the other day at OTAs, is how he does fit into the Falcons defense since he is new this year.
I just want to join the pack, to be honest. Obviously, I want to be a leader of this defense. I got to earn that spot, though. But I just want to do my job, and whatever they need, I'll do.
Boy, oh boy. Isn't that refreshing? Isn't that crazy? Like, it's just, like, that's a guy who's, what, year five, I believe, of his NFL career. And it's, hey, got to do what I got to do. I just want to earn that spot, earn that respect. I want to be a leader, but I'm not there yet. I'm going to keep digging on that one.
And you need that, too. Like, you need those role players that, it's not just a thing like, I feel like the term role player gets used a lot more in the NBA.
Yeah.
But, like, you need it for the NFL, too. I mean, you need guys who are just going to come in here and – for like Divine Diablo said, do whatever he needs to do just to get on the field. Like a James Pierce is going to be very much a role player this year as a rookie. You just come in, see quarterback, get quarterback.
Right.
Like you need those defined roles. And I think we talked a little bit about this a lot last year, Mike, where you talked about defining roles in the NFL is really good for a lot of players, as far as you know when you come in and you know what you're supposed to be able to do. And it just makes life easier. And you, obviously, for guys like Divine Diablo, for guys like James Pierce, you can come in and just play faster. Yeah. And we know how crucial that is in the NFL game.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And we've already talked a little bit this offseason about how the playbook, and I think we were referencing Kirby Smart's playbook, right? They were like, hey, the playbook's going to be small. Mm-hmm. Like, compared to some of these guys, especially, you know, like a Jalen Walker who goes to Georgia, this playbook's going to be small. We will define these roles. And so much did we talk last year about Troy Anderson. He gets hurt. Nate Landman has to play a bigger role. J.D. Bertrand has to play a bigger role. Troy Anderson's going to be back. He's not quite back yet. He is going to be back in the fold, and those guys will kind of compete for that spot. It's going to be interesting to see how that pans out.
What are you hoping to see out of Divine Diablo this season, Mike?
I just want to see the Falcons with him on the field better at open field tackles, mm-hmm. right? And it was so frustrating because at times last year you would get the ball run down your throat, and then you'd have teams start to throw screens on you because you'd start committing more and more to the run game, and they try to throw it over your head and get linemen down the field. And even when you did, which was few and far between, find yourself an obvious passing downs, and when you did get to the quarterback, a lot of times the quarterback sidestep you, step up in the pocket, pick up a first down. It's just backbreaking, and I feel like that's the exact reason he was brought in, is just to simply make more of those open field tackles. Is he a great open field tackler? No. Is he better in space and at least getting to the point than Nate Landman, who is essentially you replace one for one? Absolutely. It's an upgrade. There's no doubt about it. So hopefully that pans out in that way.
Well, and I love to compare and contrast what Divine is saying his role is versus what Raheem is saying Divine's role is. So let's get that audio from Flowery Branch the other day.
He's playing inside linebacker. I know people have a lot of questions about that because of his size, his length, his stature. He could do a lot of different things. He's a giant. He can run. He's done a lot of really good things in playing inside linebacker for us right now. It has been really fun to watch those guys go out there and compete. Obviously, him and JD and Ellis and all those guys and Woods, all those guys going out there competing right now that's able to practice at the inside linebacker position. You know, we have some people out like a Troy and some of those type of guys, but it really fires you up adding the depth that we've been able to add at the inside linebacker position in this offseason, whether it been Divine or whether it been our rookie class from last year and JD, and getting a chance to watch Ellis grow into what he's grown into. And then, you know, obviously we can move Jalen Walker to do a couple things there as well. So, like, watching those guys go out and practice right now has been fun, and he's done such a nice job of giving us some depth and really creating some real sense of urgency for everybody and that competitive nature in that room, which is nice, always nice to have.
Allie, you've been in this business for a while, in the radio business. You've done interviews. You know that there are some people that are really, really good at them,
mm-hmm.
some people that are just pros in front of a microphone.
Yep.
And one of the magic things about people that are good at interviews is they pivot to what they do know when there's a question asked they don't know.
Exactly.
And that is exactly what I just heard from Raheem Morris. Yeah. he was like, what's Divine Diablo's role? Well, look, he's going to play inside linebacker. Okay, we knew that. You know, Troy's out, so we'll see what happens there. We knew that. And then, you know, look, Caden Ellis is back there. You know, J.D. Bertrand. So, you know, he's just developing. And all I hear is Raheem saying, he's a big dude. He's going to play inside linebacker. We're going to roll the ball out, and we're going to see what happens.
And Mike, I think I know the answer to this question, but I want to ask you anyway. It doesn't concern you at all, right, that he's not sure how much he wants to use him, or exactly how he wants to use him, or exactly what role he wants to play yet? Because, again, it's still very early. Obviously, we're early on in the OTA period, and so this to me sounds like it's just Raheem Moore still finding out, like, okay, let's see exactly what all Divine Diablo can view and exactly how exactly we can use him.
I think it says a lot less about Divine Diablo and a lot more about the pieces around him, in my opinion. And I don't think it's that Raheem has no clue. Obviously, when you sign a guy, you go out and scout his film. What is this guy good at? How would we utilize him? But you got to look at all the other pieces around him, right? As much as we talk about Jalen Walker getting the quarterback, he plays inside linebacker. He plays off-ball linebacker at times. Caden Ellis is your defensive captain outside of Jesse Bates. J.D. Bertrand had to start in his rookie year last year as a fifth-round pick at a Blessed Trinity in Notre Dame, in a spot that you didn't even know if he was ready for. And not to mention Troy Anderson, before he leaves for the year, was the NFC Defensive Player of the Month. So there's just so many things there, and you can just hear Raheem going, look, if we get three good linebackers, we'll run a 4-3 setup. If we feel like he can cover people and during these practices and pick up the defense quickly, we'll utilize him that way. We do have to go to break. When we come back, We made the trip down south to Hampton, Georgia yesterday. We'll tell you why we were there and what that that name change means, like some of the sights and sounds from Atlanta Motor Speedway yesterday. We also got a Mack drop that I am terrified for.
Well, I've been catching on to something about you, Mike Johnson, yikes, over the last few weeks, and we're going to dissect if my theory is true. Uh-oh. Coming up in the Mack drop.
I don't like to be dissected. that's coming up on the other side. Hey, stick with us. Appreciate you listening. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Sports Radio 92. The game. It's the Morning Shift. My name is Mike. Her name is Allie. His name is Dylan. We're all hanging out. And what does Bo say? Well, our powers combined.
Yeah.
We make the Morning Shift. Thank you so much for listening to us this morning. I don't know if you got coffee or an energy drink or a green tea. Or whatever Allie's got in her thermos over there that seems to give her that jolt of energy in the morning. But I hope you are enjoying it on your way to work. If you're already at work, make sure you take us inside the cubicle on the Odyssey app. Throw the AirPods in. Hopefully you're not in a cubicle, but if you are, much love. I am of great understanding, guys, that we have the greatest jobs in the world.
But sometimes, you know, there's a lot of places that have open concepts, and sometimes that...
How do you feel about that?
Uh-oh. It's hard for me. I would much prefer a cubicle over open concept.
I was going to say, I would think I'd rather have the cubicle.
Absolutely.
I actually have a funny story about the open concept. Well, it's not really a funny story, but I want to piggyback on what you were saying. So I used to work at, before I became full-time, here at the radio station. I was still a part-timer. I was obviously having side hustles. And so one of my other side hustles, I actually work for Play On Sports. So what it is, just real quick, like a production assistant who like helped, because Play On Sports is like they have these computers that help you. They really use it a lot in high school, but like they can basically do like a self-broadcast. They like have cameras that track action. Yep. So I worked them, and I like, you know, helped if schools or coaches were having any troubles with their computers, I would help them troubleshoot and things like that. So I was like one of those agents. So we used to have cubicles. But, you know, once I think during the summertime when school is out, obviously things slow down and we don't have as much work to do. So we get given like little side projects and things like that nature. But we have cubicles. And, you know, sometimes there will probably be people that were looking busy in their cubicle, but not exactly busy.
Yep.
So then we got moved to, because we are in our building, there were levels and floors, obviously. We got moved to downstairs, and it was, instead of cubicles, completely open floor.
Wow.
No space between anybody. So they're like, hey, we're going to make sure y'all are staying on
put
task.
Put the spotlight
here
on y'all.
And it's under the guise of, we're going to be like Google, we're modern, but they're really spying on you.
They're really spying on you. And then, too, we obviously, too, I'll give them credit a little bit. Like, it was so people could be next to each other and ask people for help, too. That it was that sort of thing.
Blah, blah, blah.
But it was really just so they can make sure you're doing what you're supposed to.
You know what's funny is my high school that I went to, we had, like, cubicle walls.
Uh-huh.
Like, they didn't have closed walls. And they were saying that, like, in the 70s when it was built, or late 70s, whenever it was, that was the concept. Like, it was like, you know, we'll do team teaching, and it'll just be like open, and like then, like probably 5 years into it, they were like, "Boy, we really need walls."
Yeah,
so they
who
put
came
like
up
cubicle
with that?
Walls. I don't know, but eventually, by the time I left, they were like putting walls in. I was like, "Okay, 40 years later, there you go," or whatever it was. Anyways, we have to talk a little bit about Atlanta Motor Speedway. And yesterday, myself, Allie, a contingent from the radio station, headed down, and there was a contingent from NASCAR there. We were told there was going to be a big reveal, if you will, with some major news for Atlanta Motor Speedway. The news, guys, was that they are changing the name to Echo Park Speedway, a partnership between Echo Park and Atlanta Motor Speedway. Now, if you follow NASCAR, you understand that Atlanta Motor Speedway has become what Dale Earnhardt Jr. himself has called the new action track. It's crazy competitive. It is a kind of a mix between what you would see at Charlotte Motor Speedway, which is a mile and a half track, which is what it used to be, and Daytona, which is a drafting track, and it makes for pack racing, close finishes, and all that. It's unique, and it's interesting to see this partnership kind of pop up with Atlanta Motor Speedway and Echo Park, because I think it's a recognition, if you will, Allie, of what exactly Atlanta Motor Speedway is. But very cool event yesterday. A lot of VIPs in attendance for this one. A lot of suits.
So
down there yesterday, so it was cool to be in person for that.
It was funny how we walked in, and I guess Bo made a joke to someone saying, I need to go to the VIP section. I'm like pointing to where all the dignitaries were.
Yes,
and
he was talking to Brandon Hutchinson.
Okay, he was quickly pointed towards the media side.
Yes,
that's your VIP
you're gonna go that
section.
Way.
But he was giving you a hard time. You were shaking hands with quite a few VIPs that were there, and he was saying you were nerding out, Mike.
Yeah, well, I probably was, and everybody knows I'm a big NASCAR fan, and he is too. He was just hating. He was actually jealous.
He was jealous. Yeah.
I went over there and just wanted to talk to Brent Hutchinson, who's become a friend of the show. He's been on it numerous times. He's the executive vice president, I believe, of Atlanta Motor Speedway. He runs the joint and has for a long time, so I just wanted to step over there and tell him congratulations a little bit. He happened to be next to Michael Waltrip, who is a two-time Daytona 500 winner, and Christopher Bell, driver of the 20 car. And so I got to introduce – Brandon introduced me to both those guys. It was fun to catch up. Ross Chastain was in attendance, who known as the watermelon man, who smashes watermelons when he wins races. He won the Coke 600 last week. Kyle Petty was there. Governor Kemp was in attendance, who actually got to take a hot lap with Ross Chastain. It was pretty cool. It was a cool event.
We were probably two rows behind Brian Kemp, and I was like, where's the governor? And you're like, he's right there.
He's right there. They did such a cool job, and they also unveiled a new trophy for the winner of the Quaker State 400. What is it? What's the Walmart part of it? Quaker State 400.
Available at Walmart.
That sounds like something from Talladega Nights a little bit, but the Quaker State 400 brought to you by Walmart. Or available at Walmart.
And they revealed the new prizes that they're going to be giving away at the Quaker State 400. They get a Silverado and a Harley and a case of peaches.
Yeah, Sturgis edition Harley. So really cool. We'll have conversation around that throughout the day. I got a new nickname that I'm going to unveil probably at the top of next hour that I want to see what you guys think about it. So Echo Park Speedway, and we're happy to be heading there in just a few weeks. Got 3 weeks that we'll be down there doing the show on Friday morning, and also a Saturday afternoon show is a Saturday night race. So make sure you guys are in attendance for that. I don't even get paid to say that. Just I'm going to be there, and I'm excited about it. So
it's going to be so much fun.
It is what it is. Dylan, I think it's time for me to get roasted, maybe? I don't know.
So there have been some little comments here or there about how maybe the three of us, Mike, myself, and Bo, don't know all the slang that the youths know.
Without question.
But when these words come up, Mike, you do seem to know more of the terminology.
Okay. All right.
That Dylan also knows as well. So I'm going to give you a few words.
All right.
I want you to define them.
Okay.
You tell me if you know them, and if you need it used in a sentence, you can ask Dylan,
me. I got you. I'm your lifeline.
Can I have one question?
Yeah.
Do you know these words?
Some.
Okay. I just check. Like, hey, you know what I mean? Don't put me on blast over here. If you know them, if you know some of them, I feel better about it. But look, I'm still a youth, all right? I tell Bo all the time, I'm probably closer to Dylan in spirit than I am to Bo.
There we go.
Even though Bo's 4 years older than me. Yeah.
Well, the example I was going to give was no cap, but we've covered that one already today.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
You got no cap on lock.
You know how you have slang, and then you just take it a step further? That's how a lot of slang comes about. Hey, I used to tell the kids when I was coaching football, I'm cap free. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm cap free.
Cap free. Cap will not be a thing that we utilize today. I'm cap free today.
That's funny and cringe at the same time.
Yeah, I
was wondering if you were going to say cringe.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
Mike, do you know what a Roman Empire is? Like the slang version.
Can it be used in a sentence?
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm going to use it this way. So basically, this is one that
he doesn't even know.
I don't even use a lot.
Are you Googling right now?
No. I'm thinking of an example. Okay. So all right, here we go. I got you. When I think about Drake and when the Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef first happened, it was a Roman Empire in my head.
Okay, and like Lindsay's Roman Empire would be Bravo Liberties.
I mean, is it just people that you think are cool? I don't know. Like I have no idea. Yeah. I feel like that was a terrible example.
It was pretty good. It wasn't great, but it was all right.
There was a phenomenon that happened on TikTok like a year ago where people realized like guys think about the Roman Empire quite a bit.
Oh, okay. Right.
And so it's just kind of like a random event, person, incident that you think about a lot.
Mine is World War II.
Okay.
More than the Roman Empire. I think Lindsay brought this up to me. She was like, "How often do you randomly, now I know what it was." She's like, "How often do you think about the Roman Empire?" I was like, "I don't know, like once a day." She was like, "Really?" And I was like, "Yeah." She was like, "Is that normal?" I was like, "Yeah, World War II especially. You know, I'll bring up World War II at least three times a day in my head."
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Do you know the acronym IJBOL? I did not know this one. It's like the new version of something we used back in the day.
I just busted out laughing.
Nice! Yes! Wow!
What a guess! Oh my God! What a guess! I had no idea. No clue. What a guess!
Style points for
but
Mike,
you know what
Mikey
though,
D.
Dylan? Here's the thing, and Allie probably attests to this. None of us know how old Allie is, so it's just always a guessing game when it comes to this. AOL Instant Messenger prepared us for this. Okay,
That
was the first smartphone. It would just happen to be a rear projection computer monitor, and you just got on AIM, and your parents probably gave you, 90 minutes a day, and you had to get off and do your homework.
Did you do dramatic away messages?
Like
song lyrics?
Yes and no. I remember my screen name being Baseball Ninja.
Wow.
I don't even know what it even meant.
Baseball
Ninja. Yeah, I have no clue. When you're, like, eight, it sounds cool. But, anyways.
So your next term that I would love for you to define, and I want you to go ahead and give a sentence on this, Dylan, because I want to hear it used properly. It's okay. I oop.
So here's your sentence. Simone told me that her friend's boyfriend cheated on her, and I was like, and I oop.
All right, can you spell that, please?
IOOP. I oop.
And I was like, and I oop.
This is something that you're familiar with, Dylan.
Very familiar with.
Whoa.
And I oop was
I've never heard
came
of
out
of
when
that.
I was peak teenager, bro.
No.
Yes.
I oop. That's unfortunate is what I'm going to think that it means. That's unfortunate.
Kind of. It's used to express shock, embarrassment, or amusement. Like, I oop.
Wow. I oop. Okay, writing down. I'll wait till Wait till I get around the wife tonight.
Getting you hip, man.
Hey. She's going to be like, hey, your son, he peed the bed. I'll be like, I oop.
Do you know this next one? Is this in your vernacular?
I actually have never used this next one.
Mog. M-O-G. I'm not sure this is really a real one. For me, it's Spaceballs. I'm half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend. That's what a mog is to me.
I personally never heard this one used out in the wild. I've never heard it used socially, but I don't deny that it's out there.
I don't even know what Allie just said. Like, she might as well have been speaking Mandarin with what she just said. Say what you just said again.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm a mog. I'm half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend. Spaceballs, John Candy.
Yeah, no,
come on.
Not me. Look, that's in the void for me as far as movies go.
Okay.
Go ahead, Allie. Go ahead.
Well, the definition of this, we'll just skip through this one, is to look significantly more attractive than someone or something, causing them to feel inferior in comparison.
A mog.
Yeah.
Never heard of such.
The kids are using the word mog, but it's so new that Dylan doesn't know it.
Is it an acronym?
No.
Okay. It's just a mog. Okay. No. Interesting. Okay.
It's derived from a mog or alpha male of the group.
Wow. Okay. Fair enough.
All right. The next one is moot, or it could be used in the plural, moots.
I mean, is that the same thing as like a moot point?
No.
No, it's not.
So here you go. I got a sentence for you.
All right, go ahead.
So, Mike, I met one of our moots the other day.
Is this an acronym?
No.
Okay.
It's a shortening.
Yeah, it's a shortening. I met one of our moots the other day.
I literally have no clue. Is it?
I met one of our moots.
Is it a fan?
The other day.
It's a mutual friend.
A mutual friend.
A moot.
Oh, okay. A moot.
Dylan's our moot.
Okay. You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
And how many of these did you know?
Not a lot.
Okay. I was like, hopefully I'm not that detached. You know what I mean? When you start getting to parental levels of detached from the slang, then you start to worry.
I knew most of these, but there are some on here that I've like, what?
Did you know Sussy Baca?
I did not know that one.
Sussy Baca.
We can talk about that one later on.
All right. Let's come back from the break, because we do have to go to break. We'll come back and talk about Sussy Baca. And you can also weigh in on the socials at 929 Morning Shift if you have some piece of slang that you didn't know was an actual thing. Maybe we messed something up. Stick with us here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more Atlanta Falcons. AJ Terrell will be the topic. It's the Morning Shift. Mike, Allie, and Dylan, roll on with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.